Somalia has not had a functioning government since 1991. Troops from Somalia's neighbor Ethiopia renewed hopes of restoring order to the war-torn country when they ousted Islamist forces from Mogadishu in December. But Ethiopian President Guillermo Wulde Georges admits that restoring the UN-backed interim government in Somalia is only the first step in a difficult peace process.
It's not easy after 15 years of no governance to come up again and put orders straight away. But they have got to wise way of getting, involving the ex-fighters, warlords, and other institutions that are important in power sharing through negotiation, and they could get peace soon. They cannot get peace unless they negotiate and agree in power sharing and so on. And they cannot develop the country without stability and peace. And they need to do that.
As President Wulde Georges gave this interview, media reports indicated that African Union troops were arriving in the Somali town of Baidaa. Ugandan Army spokesman Major Felix Kulegi tells VOA that a top commander of the AU peacekeeping force is Ugandan. But he says, despite media reports, the rest of the AU troops in Somalia are not Ugandan. The AU peacekeeping operation calls for an 8,000-strong force. So far, Uganda has offered 1,500 troops, but altogether, member countries have only pledged half of the number needed.
Well, I don't know if one could blame them. It didn't happen according to program. It's some incident that have to come in, and they have probably they need time to work up the budget and get up to troops and so on.
Amid escalating violence in Mogadishu, AU representatives arrived in the capital this week for talks with the transitional federal government about the deployment of more troops. While Ethiopia continues to play a part in the peace process, the New York Times newspaper reports that Ethiopia is also secretly collaborating with the United States. The Times says Ethiopia is assisting the U.S. military in operations to target al-Qaeda operatives in the Horn of Africa, including inside Somalia. The Ethiopian president repeated his government's position that the article is not true.
I cannot tell you because I was not on the site. I've heard it, and that's the way it was. Ethiopia, what has happened there could be fabrication.
Guillermo Wulde Georges finishes his six-year term as Ethiopia's president in October. After he leaves office, he plans to continue helping organizations like Orbis International continue their efforts in Ethiopia. Orbis is a nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing avoidable blindness, which affects over 1 million people in Ethiopia. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, New York. We have residents from all of the 85 countries to whom we